This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It will be a death penalty for the four convicted perpetrators of one of the most horrible crimes in Indian history, the public rape and murder of a young girl on a moving bus in Delhi last year. Joining us now to discuss the sentence is Veena Venugopal, a journalist based in Delhi and author of Would You Like Some Bread with that book. Veena, you covered this story. Give us a sense, first of all, of the significance and remind us of the details of this crime.
Well, the crime was a brutal gang rape in December 2012 of a girl who had just stepped out from watching the movie The Life of Pi with her friend. They hailed down a bus and they got into the bus. There were six men on board, and they were found a few hours later lying by the side of the road, naked. And eventually they were taken to a hospital where the details of the case of what happened came out in the papers the following day. And it was a brutal rape where the men had even used an iron rod, which had damaged the intestines of the girl. And it completely chilled India because, it happened in a Tony neighborhood, as it were. It happened fairly early in the evening. It was about 9:30. And it happened to one of us in modern India, and not in rural India, where a lot of these things happen all the time and we don't really pay much attention to it.
How closely followed was this trial? And how surprised were people that these four were convicted? And then we'll talk for a moment about the death penalty sentence.
It wasn't surprising at all that the four were convicted. On Tuesday, when the court came back with the verdict, they had mentioned that this is the rarest of rare case. For someone to be given the death penalty in India, the case had to be termed as rarest of rare. So it was fairly certain then that they would be given the death penalty. There were six of them initially, one who was a juvenile, so who was underage to be tried as an adult, and he got away, as it were, with a light sentence of 3 years. There was much chest beating at the time. There was even an attempt to file a change in legislation bringing down the age of juveniles down so that this boy could have been treated like an adult, but that did not happen. Soon after, the main man convicted of the crime committed suicide in jail. So that left the four of them. And because the crime was so brutal, and also because the crime sort of jolted the country, it was fairly inevitable that the four of them would be given the death punishment.
We're talking with Veena Venugopal, a journalist based in Delhi. Finally, Veena, does this represent closure for Indians? And it's been reported that as the young girl slipped away, she held on horribly for a number of days and was said to have told people that she wished that the people who had done this to her would be burned alive. Is there a sense that this represents closure?
It was reported that she said that there is a sense that this represents closure for this case and the family. The family has made an announcement today that they're happy with the verdict and that they are at peace. But for women in India and this whole sort of women's movement in India, this is just the beginning.
Veena Venugopal, a journalist based in Delhi, author of the book, Would You Like Some Bread with That Book? Veena, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.